now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of April 19th. This week in 1969, John Lennon legally changed his middle name from Winston to Ono. The Carpenters signed with A&M Records this week in 1969. And speaking of A&M Records, the A from the label, Herb Alpert, debuted the song This Guy's in Love with You this week in 1968 on his TV special, The Beat of the Brass. Filming began this week in 1974 on the movie version of Tommy. In 1959, the Go Johnny Go movie with Jimmy Clanton and Chuck Berry had its premiere. In 1963, 18-year-old Brenda Lee married her husband, Ronnie. Saturday Night Live offered the Beatles a whopping $3,000 to unite on their show back in 1976. No surprise it was turned down. Bob Dylan made his recording debut as the harmonica player for a Harry Belafonte album this week in 1961. In 1970, Pacific Gas and Electric were shot at, but unhurt as they left a North Carolina concert. Paul McCartney disbanded Wings this week in 1981. Jackie Wilson debuted at the Copacabana Club in New York City this week in 1962. In 1949, Phil Spector's father, Harvey, committed suicide, and on his gravestone was engraved, "To know him is to love him." And that phrase eventually inspired Phil to write a song of that, using that as the title for the Teddy Bears. The first ever Deep Purple concert happened this week in Jystrup in Denmark in 1968. In 1964, the Elvis Presley and Market movie Viva Las Vegas premiered in New York City, opening nationally 2 months later. In 1970, Elton John made his solo concert debut, opening for T-Rex in London, England. The movie Rock and Roll High School opened this week in 1979, and Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers received the Freedom of Liverpool Award for services to charity in his hometown. It happened in 2009. And this week also sad news with the passing of Canadian singer Barry Allen, who scored a big, big hit in 1966 Top 10 with Love Drops. He was 74. In the studio, Jan and Dean recorded Surf City in 63. The Beatles recorded the vocals for Eleanor Rigby in 1966. Johnny Mathis recorded Misty in 1959. Now, here's a story for you, a bit convoluted. In 1958, Bobby Darin recorded Early in the Morning, which Brunswick Records released as by a group called the Ding Dongs. However, Bobby Darin was signed to Atco Records, and so they claimed the master, re-released it on Atco as by the Rinky Dinks in 1958. Following that, birthdays for you. Glenn Campbell, born this week, 1936. Mel Carter is turning 81. Peter Frampton is 70. Larry Gross is 72. Roy Orbison, born this week, 1936. Ray Peterson, born in 1935. Barbra Streisand is turning 78. Robert Knight, born in 45. Freddie Scott, born in 1933. Bjorn from ABBA is 75. Ella Fitzgerald, born this week, 1918. Songwriter Jerry Lieber, who wrote with his songwriting partner Mike Stoller such great songs as Hound Dog, Stand By Me, Charlie Brown, and many other songs, born this week in 1933. Mark Volman, known as Flo from Flo and Eddie, and also a member of the Turtles, is 73. Dickie Goodman, the king of the cut-in records, born this week in 1934. Bobby Russell sang Saturday Morning Confusion, and he also wrote songs like Honey and The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. He's having a birthday, born in 1941. Johnny Tillotson is turning 82. Ernie Maresca, born in 1939. Paul Davis, born in 48. And the late Dale Houston from Dale and Grace, born this week in 1940. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of April 19th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.